joined in the media center by our preliminary number one qualifier in funny car, Robert Height, with a 3.971 at 326.95 miles per hour. This is not a facility that you have any trouble making power and putting up some great numbers.
Yeah, exactly. What a difference a year makes, though. I mean, we're almost 0.2 off of what we ran here last year. A lot of that's conditions. But to be honest with you, that 97 first run, I was pretty happy. But I honestly thought if we screwed up tonight, that'd only be fifth. But for some reason, nobody stepped up tonight. And we actually slowed down 100. So, good day. 6 points. And see if we can get 6 more tomorrow.
Yeah. So what happened on that second run? I mean, I was surprised really with the whole field, obviously, as a whole. But for you guys specifically, can you put some insight on what
Jimmy said
on?
It needed more power. So maybe the track was a little better than what we anticipated. And the changes we made, the track ate up. So, you know, you have to stay ahead of the racetrack.
Sure.
And obviously we didn't.
This is kind of a rare place where you guys really get 4 hits that are all kind of, at least in the range of what you were going to see on Sunday. I know Q2 kind of being the exception.
But we like that.
I know you do. So what's kind of your game plan for tomorrow? Then what do you expecting to see number-wise out of the car?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, if you look at the weather forecast, it's going to be cooler on Sunday. So
sure,
we should be able to run better on Sunday than we have even the runs today. So, you know, it's just all about consistency. You know, you have a lot more confidence with your team, your race car, going into Sunday if you make 4 good qualifying runs. So that's the goal tomorrow is, you know, to be out ahead of everybody, but going down the track. And, you know, if we get 6 more points tomorrow, that's big. You know, we're getting close to the reset, and we need every point we can get. We want to be up to number 2. I don't think anybody's going to catch Courtney. So we want to be number 2. 1 and 2 in the countdown, that'd be pretty stout.
Yeah, you and Matt had 2 of the fastest cars by far really out there today. How much confidence does that give you knowing you have a car that's capable of winning?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, ran 326 miles an hour first run. That was even faster than the dragsters ran. I don't know what they've done tonight. But then 324 the second run. Jimmy said it was down on power, so... You know, we've got a good combination right now to where we can tweak it and, you know, pick it up, slow it down if we need to.
Yeah, I know you said, fortunately, about the conditions cooling us, and I understand why you're saying that, but I assume you also have the confidence with, given just what your car has done in the past, and obviously, given the crew chief you have, I assume, of all the people, that plays into your hands more than literally anyone else on the property.
It's pretty exciting this time of year, having your act together, making good runs, because you know from here forward really means something. Going into our biggest race of the year, the U.S. Nationals, and you know you want to go into there with a win. That's some momentum. You want to come out of there with a win, going into the countdown. So this race, Indy, very, very crucial, and looks like we're peaking at the right time.
With the way this track has yielded some really good times in years past, and with the level of experience that you have, I'm just wondering, is there ever that urge that you have to fight when you're at the starting line to resist trying to really put one down here?
Well, that's not my job. You know, that's
right.
That's the crew chief's job. Once they start the engine, it's in my hands. But I can only step on the gas as hard as I can and drive it, keep in the middle of the groove. I'm sure Jimmy Prock, you know, he tries to get every ounce of ET he can get every run he goes up there. And you know, when you're on your game like he is right now, it's awesome. It's a lot of confidence. But when you're not on and you do that, results usually aren't very good.
Thank you.